I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Colorado lawmakers have concluded business for the year with hard-fought agreements on highways, hospitals, and affordable housing. But the split legislature racked up some misses, too. The Democrat-led House approved a signature bill yesterday that spares rural hospitals drastic budget cuts and provides $1.8 billion for roads. Governor John Hickenlooper is expected to sign it. Republicans who control the Senate failed to pass a more ambitious roads funding measure this session that would have asked voters for a tax increase. Senate President Kevin Grantham of Canyon City says, though, he's still glad he sponsored the bill and worked on it with the Democratic House Speaker.
We have a diverse caucus. I think the results of the session reflect that. This was possibly, I thought at the time, the best chance for people to decide on how they wanted to fund transportation.
Lawmakers also failed to agree on a plan for what to do if the U.S. government scraps the federal health care law, but they did take modest steps to reduce homebuilder liability as a way to encourage more low-cost housing construction. A federal environmental analysis for the planned Pikes Peak Summit House is not yet done, pushing back construction on the new facility. The Colorado Springs Gazette reports planners are now looking at next summer for construction to start. The lead designer told the paper they're holding off on final designs until the analysis is complete. Originally, work was expected to start this summer. This is 91.5 KRCC News.